Here's Sam Mitchell, our NBA analyst. If you were in that room last night partying and Durant's mom was kicking around, how would you feel about that, Sam?
Guys, I learned a long time ago, you better leave mothers out of it. Guys, gonna learn. You're gonna learn. Y'all gonna learn. I know you guys are Canadians and y'all have a different sense of humor, but you know, black people don't play when you start talking about their mama.
Yeah,
in any shape, form, or fashion now. So I would tread lightly with that now.
Yeah, you're probably
been warned.
Right. Yeah, we have enough enemies, man. We don't want. We like
Kevin
Durant, too.
Yes, y'all do. You know?
Have you ever had a situation where somebody's dad or mom, like, came in the room and had words for you or somebody else?
Probably in a positive way, never in a negative way. I've never had a player mom or dad come in and say something in a negative way. It's always been a positive encounter. So, and I think when you look at her with all the, you know, the things that were said about Kevin Durant when he made the move and he left OKC and all the negative talk from OKC about him from the fans. And I just think sometimes you feel vindicated because for Kevin Durant, you know, he didn't go there and ride the coattail of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. If it wasn't for Kevin Durant, they wouldn't be the champions today. There's no doubt in my mind that they needed him as much as he needed them. And it looked like it's a perfect marriage. And you got to give both. You got to give them credit, guys. They made something work. Four all-stars sharing the basketball, playing defense, helping each other, coming together for one collective cause. And I say that there's a lot of teams that are good. But if you can't get players to play together on both ends of the floor and commit to the system and each other, then you're not going to win.
Sam, when I grew up, I watched Wayne Gretzky, and the whole idea about playing good hockey was like finesse and passing the puck and give and goes, and that's kind of what I learned to kind of try to be good at hockey. Are there kids now that are just, are they going in the gym and just trying to rip home three-pointers? Because I watched that game last night, and it was, I found it amazing how it was down the floor, three-point attempt. Like, is that the new way kids are going to look at basketball? It's like, just get to the line and try to become an awesome shooter?
Well, put it to you like this. I just came from Treviso with the European, over at the European camp, Eurocamp, and I coached a team of 17-year-olds, upcoming seniors from Adidas. And these guys are all top 25 in the nation. And we were, in our last game, we went 2-1. In our last game, we were 3-for-31 from the three-point line. So what does that tell you? The three is here to stay. It's just ingrained in these kids as basketball players. And it doesn't matter. On the team, thought he was the best shooter. So what does that tell you?
Well, we saw Draymond Green just throwing up a lot of threes at times over the course of the finals, and I'm like, Cleveland will take that every day of the week.
what are you doing?
You know, the amazing thing about it, though, I laugh because when we beat Golden State last year when I was in Minnesota as the interim coach, we allowed Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green to shoot all the threes they want. Our focus was not letting Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shoot them, and you know, we was going to live with Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes, and we won the game. So, but look, you know, everybody gets bent out of shape when a guy makes a three. This Cleveland was so focused on not giving up threes to where they just gave up layup after layup and dunk after dunk. And at some point, you got to say, look, a dunk for Kevin Durant and Draymond Green is 100% shot. Hey, I'll take my chances with that 33% shot. But teams are so afraid because, you know, in the math of things, three is greater number than two. So, but you just saw Cleveland. They just, Golden State just gutted their defense, man. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, those guys just took those layups and dunks. And ultimately, you know, Cleveland's inability to defend or get stops is what caused that 4-1 lopsided loss.
If you're LeBron James and you're on the plane, I said this at the start of the show, this is a guy who played his heart out and played unreal. You think in his mind he's sitting there and looking at some of the players that didn't play up to potential on his team, and he's going to have a conversation with the owner or the general manager and say, like, I'm looking at a guy like Kevin Love and saying, like, we got to move this guy out for an upgrade in that situation, or do you think he lets it settle a little bit?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to let the smoke clear and the dust settle and everybody get their emotions in check. Then you got to really look at your basketball team where everybody's forgetting. If Cleveland makes one shot in game three. Just one down the stretch. Then we would be going back to Cleveland right now for game six. You know, because that series would have possibly been tied up 2-2 with Golden State winning last night. And you going to Cleveland with game six and the way Cleveland played in game four and even the first half or stretches in game five, you would think they could win at home and you would be looking at a game seven in Golden State. But when you really look at the numbers, the bench for Cleveland was just dismal and the bench for Golden State was just unbelievable. And the difference is Tyronn Lue had a tough decision. You know, when he played Kyle Korver and Channing Frye and those guys, they gave up so much on the other end as far as rebounding and defense. But when you came in with Sean Livingston and David West and those guys, not only could they score in their comfort zone, those guys could also defend. So I think the bench was a huge bonus in Golden State favor.
With Sam Mitchell, it's been 3 years in a row, Golden State versus the Cavs in the final. As of today, I think most of the NBA world would be predicting the same thing will apply next year. Do you believe that is in the best interest of the NBA to see a fourth installment of Golden State versus Cleveland in the finals?
Well, guys, it's not about whether it's in the best interest of the NBA. That's the possibility of where we are, and it may be like that for a while. And I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, I still go back to this. You know, everybody's talking about Steph Curry, but, you know, four teams passed on Steph Curry. You know, a lot of teams passed on Klay Thompson. Draymond Green was a second-round pick. And so I'm just getting sick of people crying and complaining. Why don't they get their butt in the gym, these players, and get better? No one saw this with Steph Curry. I remember during the draft when people said he was too slow and there was nothing special about him other than shooting when he came out to college. They didn't think he could play the one. They thought he was too small to play the two. And his only attribute was being able to shoot from the outside. And no one saw this ball-handling ability, the toughness. And for that baby face that Steph Curry has, people forget he averaged 6 rebounds a game last year. And he's a rebounder. He plays tough defense. He gives up his body. So, you know, it's time for general managers and management to get off their duffs and start scouting and then put the onus on the players to get in the gym and work on their game and get better. And for these coaches to implore that their teams play more together on offense and defense, move the ball, set screens, and play more team basketball instead of everybody worrying about, this is my team, my guys. It just makes me want to throw up when guys come to the podium and they start talking about my guys. You know, last time I checked, I played for the Timberwolves. There's not a player on that team when I played that I actually played for. I played for them all. But the name I played for was on the front of the jersey was Timberwolves, not the guy with the name on the back of the jersey.
Right. Well, and that's what a lot of people have been pointing out recently, like the super team in Golden State. Yeah, Kevin Durant joined them, but everyone else was drafted by them. I mean, they
exactly.
Drafted that team.
And not only drafted, but developed. You know, no one saw this coming. Steph Curry, I'm telling you. Look, Minnesota thought so little of Steph Curry, they took Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio ahead of him. So think about that. So think about that. No one tried to move. I guarantee you, at the fifth pick, someone could have moved up to take Steph Curry. But no one did.
Mm-hmm.
So for teams to sit around and cry and talk about super teams, Golden State, yeah, Kevin Durant, you know, he joined them as a free agent. But before that, people forget, they won 73 games, they won the championship the year before, and they were up 3-1 in the finals without Durant. And this with a Steph Curry who has suffered a serious knee injury at the latter part of the season.
Well, Sam, we're going to let you go. I was going to try to learn to shoot the three, but apparently, according to your guys' stats, I don't want you to be teaching me.
3 for 31. Holy
smokes. I'll get somebody else to teach me, pal.
And we kept telling them, we kept reminding them of how bad we were shooting. But, guys, it's just a part of the game now. It's not going anywhere. I like the addition of the game. I think it. Look, when I play, you guard the guys from the three-point line in. Now the game is more difficult. There's a lot more space you have to guard because guys' range, they're shooting with so much more range to where now you got to guard from 30 feet in, and it makes it difficult. That's why you see the scoring the way you see it because, you know, we used to all have 10 guys inside the three-point line. Now you have seven, six of those guys outside the three-point line, and it's just more space and more real estate to defend.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you for doing it, Sam.
All right, guys.
Sam Mitchell, our NBA analyst.